Gemara in Beis and Beis. The Gemara in Beis and Beis discussing the Mishnah Shutfin Shirotu Lasis Mechitza Bechotzer Boinus Akais Lebiemza. Gemara says Shirotu Lasis Mechitza. They wanted to put a mechitza in Boinus Akais Lebiemza. So you have two pshatim. One pshat is Ashutfin Shirotu Lasis Mechitza. Mechitza meaning they wanted to divide. So then Boinus Akais Lebiemza. Then we force them to put a wall in between. Hashutfin Shirotu Lasis Mechitza. The Gemara is going to say it's going to be an area that is not naturally open to being divided. It's too small, but they decide they want to divide it. So then Boinus HaKais will be empty. So then there's a din they have to put up, and that would mean that the Mishnah is taking the position Hezek Riyah Shemei Hezek, that the invasion of somebody's privacy is something that Chazal will enforce one to avoid. All right. Obviously, I'm translating it inaccurately because we haven't defined the din yet. Or Ashutfin Shirotu Lasis Mechitza, that if you have two people who've decided they're not mechuyev to put up a wall, but if they decide to put up a wall, then Boinus HaKais will be emtza, then they have to share the responsibility, they have to follow the minhag medin of how to put the wall up. And that would mean that they get to decide if they want to protect each other from the invasion of privacy, and then that would mean Hezek Riyah Lab Shmei Hezek, that Chazal would not necessarily enforce it. Again, loosely translated. Gemara says that each interpretation has its weakness. Hashutfin Shirotu Laseis Mechitza, if it means that the Shutfin decide they want to put up a wall, then it should be Boinin Esa Mechitza, not Boinin Esa Koisa. So that would support the idea that the Pshat in the Mishnah is Hashutfin Shirotu Laseis Mechitza means they want to divide it. The Gemara says that has a weakness because then it should be Hashutfin Shirotu Lachatzois. The Gemara says that if we take the position that Hezek, that a Shutfin Shirotu Lasis Mechitza, the Shutfin that want to build a wall, Burn Es HaKoysel, so then there's a halacha. What's the halacha? What's the halacha that is being taught us by the change of Lashon from Mechitza to Koysel? What's the chiddush then? In other words, go ahead. Right? In other words, it can't be a wall that has a porous wall, there's lots of portals and holes to it. On the other end, if we say, Hashushash Ratulasis Mechitza means Ratul Chatzais, so why don't we say Ratul Chatzais? So how does the Gemara defend that? What's the chiddush that we learn? Came the rods of Burnus a Kaisel, Balkorche, Om Hezekriish me Hezek, Yachi, Hai Shirotu Lassais, Shirotu Lachatzais over Ella, my Guda, Boynus a Kaisel, Boynus a Beboyle. So the Gemara at this point, the Gemara said at this point is taking the position that the stronger, that the better interpretation, the better fit is to say, Hashutfin Shirotu Lasis Mechitza, and they decide that they want to build a mechitza, so then Boninus HaKoysel, and that would mean Hezek Rialav Shmei Hezek. So on Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara defends the position of Hezek Rialav Shmei Hezek. Gemara says inside that Pshitam, that Boinus HaKais will be Emtza, they have to share the responsibility, that's obvious. Lo tzricha de kodem chadar etzai l'chabrei, ma'ar etema motzi omolei, ki isretzoi l'cho ba'avirish b'tashmishta, lo yisretzoi l'cho ko ma'ashmolon. That The Gemara says the chiddush of Boinus HaKos will be emtsa, is that once we decide, once we commit to build the wall, so then we enforce the interpretation that they're going to build a wall with equal responsibility, as opposed to one side backing down and saying, I meant that I was okay with feeling constricted. I was okay with feeling hemmed in and having more walls around me. But I never thought I could actually give up land and property. So the Gemara says that is to be understood. Again, what's the happen? What's the maskana? So now we have to wait till we get to Gilman Dals at the bottom of the Kinyan Midvorm. That how do you interpret commitment? So let's leave that. Gemara will come back to that. Gemara then says, Gemara says, we're going to now examine the approach of Hezek, Ria Lavshma Hezek, which translated means that invading somebody's privacy, having access to somebody, was going into somebody's area, is not substantial damage. That's the simple interpretation. Is that what it means? Let's see. The Gemara says Toshma. What is the Gemara really doing right now? Go ahead.
She's trying to disprove Hezek.
Correct. And the Gemara is challenging whether in fact we say whether in fact invasion of privacy is not substantial. Gemara is taking the position that we should be concerned with Hezek Rishma Hezek. Now, what the Gemara is doing right now is running through most of the first parak and second parak of the Masechta. In other words, it's like running through the first parak. So those of you who've already learned the first parak Bekiyas will appreciate that this is now a hakdama, or a review. So we look at the Mishnayos. So Mishnah Aleph we've learned. Mishnah Aleph, Harush Shuvim 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 Shuvim. The Gemara gives us, the Mishnah gives us the instructions of the types of walls and how much each wall, how much space it takes up. What is each one going to contribute? And we discuss that is a kol kamenei medina. We discuss that's the Rishonim discuss whether how restrictive are these rules? Is there room to give on them? All right, and we'll come back to that. Mishnah Beis v'chein begina. Right, in Shas Vilna, the Vilna Shas. So Mishnah Beis is shoved in together with Mishnah Aleph, and then the Mishnah is separate. V'chein begina. We've been discussing a chotzer. What are the characteristics of a chotzer? What are the parameters of a chotzer? Go ahead.
Something where you're growing vegetables?
No, you're not the gina. Chotzer. Oh, I backed up, sorry.
Somewhere where you're doing your personal, it's attached to your house or something with an extension of your house.
Okay, chotzer is a, correct, how, attached to one's house. What is another parameter of chotzer in our sugya?
Yes, more than dalet amos.
Correct, in order to be substantial, correct. But in our sugya, what's another element of the chotzer? It's our sugya. Unique to our sugya, go ahead.
Share,
that if there's it's an area that is servicing a multi-dwelling home. Right? Did I say that right? A multi-dwelling, is that correct? So in other words, the way to envision a chotzer is, if you live in Teaneck, the area in front of the garden apartments, if you're thinking Yerushalayim, then it's Batei Naitin, Batei Ungarin, you're walking down Mea Shorim, and you look inside, and then you see this large stone plaza in front of all these homes, so that's the chotzer. So the din of chotzer is a multi-dwelling place that is servicing one's private area. The Gemara says v'chein begina, but the din applies to an area that Shai said that's an area where it's planting stuff. Mokim shenolik dar. So you already know the pshat is that gina is treated as a place that we have established that we are going to fence ourselves in. So v'chein begina, a person has an area where they're planting stuff, then the Gemara, the Mishnah says there you have to put up a wall. there, when I buy my property and you buy your property, there is an understanding that we are going to share the cost of the wall between us. Whatever that means, share the cost of the wall, that means share the space, the real estate, give up the real estate. But does that mean that we're going to have less hishtamshus? And the third halacha is, if it falls, then we have equal ownership, right? Equal responsibility to put it up, equal ownership, and miyud hishtamshus, right? These are all the halachas that we're going to be revisiting. Avol babika, but a bika, how is a bika different than a gina? No, go ahead.
The crops growing there is only temporarily. It's only going to be there several months of the year.
Right. In other words, the amount of ishtamshus is less frequent, but less, what's the word? Was that? Correct. So there is no din of being obligated to put up a wall. If I want to put up a wall, so then I have to bear the responsibility. I have to give up the ishtamshus, right? And another din, I have to make it look decent for you. People who live in suburbs know that this din is the din in the suburbs. If you put up a wall, so then you have to make the ugly part of the wall face you, and the nice part face the outside. Right, you have to put it on your property. Depends on the ordinances, but if you very often in my block that's the way it is. So ba'oisach hazis mimachutz lefichach im nofal akoisel. So now the wall falls. The three in halacha hamokim avonim shaloi im osu midashneyan. On the other hand, if there is an agreement, then we give a property. Then we have to accommodate both. And if it falls, so then we share. All right, the Gemara is going to ask, isn't that pshita of the lefichach? Halacha Mishnah Gimel is not relevant to our sugya. Hamakiv es chaver mishloish v'chaysov. But in the begodar es v'shoynes eshnim eslishes. A situation where I put up a fence to protect you. I put up a fence for my purposes, and I say I'm protecting you at the same time. So, and I'm protecting you not from my invading your privacy, but I'm giving you protection from gandavim, from animals. So I put up three walls, and I send, and then I give you a bill. I say, I did you a big favor. We didn't discuss, we didn't talk about it. So the Gemara says, Eim lechayim v'noisai. That I'm not mechuyev, even though you did a favor for me, right? This is part of a much larger sugya of zenene v'zechoser. So ein mechayev and I say Rabbi Yosi Yomer Achidish im omad v'goder zerivias megagel lumos akoyel. Rabbi Yosi says, if I say three walls, not bad. I put up a fourth wall, as long as they needed to put up all four walls, the Ganovim come. It's cheaper to have Ganovim come than to put up all four walls. Often storekeepers do that. It's cheaper to have pickpockets than to hire a guard. But now I already have three walls up. Oh, now it's cheaper for me to put up a fourth wall. So that, do I now become a partner in the other three walls? All right, another sugi. Mishnah Dalet. Koisel chosu shenofal. Now we're back to Chotzer. Right? Mishnah circles back to Chotzer. The wall fell. So then, wall fell, it's a Chotzer. So now there's going to be an obligation for us to rebuild it. Why is it an obligation? Did we agree? Did not agree? What's the Ekipta going to be? Exactly why are we obligated to rebuild it? Pashtus? Either because of Hezek Nikash Mehek, Hezek Tuvim Mechuyi, what we agreed to. Whatever it is, we're going to have to rebuild it. So now the Mishnah says, Ad Arba'ama is only 6 feet high. More than that, you need not build. Only 6 feet high. V'cheska shenosan ha-shiyavi, rai shaloi nosan. And more than that because it's an obvious din and self-understood, so if my friend builds it, and then he brings me to Beis Din a year later and says, it's been a year, you haven't paid your bills yet. You haven't paid your chelik. And I say, I paid. So the halacha is that he would not build without getting the money from me. We assume that. So it's becheskas shenosan at shiyavi rashli nosan. But if it's more than four amos, ein mechayim neisoi, then we do not obligate either party to build more than 6 feet high. So Gemara says, so that's an indication. Why would what does 6 feet take care of? That lechara it's a privacy issue, right? So the Gemara says, what happens, and now this Mishnah combines both Mishnahs. In case you're wondering why did the Gemara go on to discuss, why did the Mishnah include that Makif Nikiv case? Now the Gemara says, what happens if my friend builds four amos, my friend builds an eight amo wall? I said, the guy's Meshuggah, eight amos, 10 feet. I'm only paying for the first 6 feet, because that's the din, right? Okay. I pay the first 6 feet. Then I see I have an 8-amma wall. If I put another 8-amma wall and I put a roof on top, I got a venue for my next bar mitzvah. So I started building another 8-amma wall. So now the question is, can he sue me and say, "Well, you're just waiting for me to pay and pay for your bar mitzvah? You have to pay for half of the my expenses also." So the Gemara says that in that particular case, ein machayim say somach lekoy salacher avishlei nosan alavas atikra megalav as a coil. Then the Gemara says even before he puts the roof on, you go after him. The base machayim to pay. Kaifin oisay levnois base shar videlis lechotzer. Next din about a chotzer, right? Third mishnah about the chotzer. What happens if you have a chotzer? And now you're walking along the Mei Sharim, and you see inside the chotzer. You're walking along State Street. No, hard to say. But the picture you have in mind, you're walking along Mei Sharim. So now you're looking inside an area that is shared by 30, 40 houses. So koifin ois live nice be shar. So when the Batei Naitan has their what's it called, when all the families get together and have their meetings and their co-ops, the board co-ops, so then meetings and they discuss what's going to be with the upkeep of the homes. So then they decide, I had enough of all these American tourists coming down Mei Sharm looking inside Batei Naitan and Batei Varsha. We're tired of this. They want to go to on the way to Rav Arla's Tishon, so we have to worry about all the Americans looking in and looking how us Yerushalmis live. We're tired. Well, then we want to build a door so no one can look inside. So then Koifin Oise Liv Nois, each that then sounds like once one person can force, Roiv can force. But at some point, we can force everybody to participate in Beis Shar Vadelis. What's a Beis Shar Vadelis? I know what Vadelis is, the wall. What's a Beis Shar?
Guardhouse.
Who's that?
Guardhouse.
Why do you say that? Why did Emil say that? No?
It's like a round thing that goes in front of the door.
Okay, so Zach is saying what Rashi says in Beis Med Beis, and Ron is saying what Rashi says in Dav Chof. So we have to figure out why Ron's holding ready in Dav Chof. But we have to figure out why Rashi says him stuff. Okay, we'll discuss this. So Beis Shar Medelis. So Meshum Gamliel Oimer Loi Kolach Atzeiros Ruuyos LeBeis Shar. But Meshum goes not so fast. Not every Chotzer gets a deserves a Beis Shar. Kaif and Isa live nice, Le'ir, Chayma Uldasayim Ubriach. So again, here the Mishnah now goes to the security and safety issues. Not our sugya right now. But Mishnah Gamil Loimer, Le'kola Royas, Ruiz Chayma. When is a city obligated to impose upon its own members the security obligation? You have a street, you have a cul-de-sac, you have people who. There's a name for this when you have a neighborhood
gated community.
Is that
a gated community?
That, yeah, that kind of a thing. And then what are the security obligations that they can impose upon their own members? That's Mishnah. Mishnah Vav Ein cholken es a chotzer at shei arba amos at arba amos lezeh. When do we allow the dividing up? When do we impose the dividing up of a chotzer? V'loyes asode. When do we divide up a multi-owned soda? When do we divide up a multi-owned pigeon coop? When do we divide up a multi-owned set of clothing? When do we divide up in a multi-owned merchatz or a beis habad? Zeh klal. Kol sheyachalek ushmoy olav cholkin. The klal is that if you divide up an area and shemoy olav, what does shemoy olav mean? Go ahead.
It still qualifies to be called what it was before. It's
correct. You can still call it a chotz. You can still call it a shoyvach. If you look at it and you say, that's not a pigeon coop, that's a birdhouse. Okay, then you messed up. Right? Then you're not ken chayv. That's not called a chotzer. That's called a booth, right? So whatever. So then you can impose. However, any time that you can divide something up that's multi-owned and it still maintains its identity, so then cholken. V'imlav ein cholken, a mosav v'zman she'ein writes, she'ein she'ein writes him. V'zman she'ein writes him. If two guys want to divide something up, they can always divide. Feel the focus mekan. V'kis v'akodesh afal pi she'ein writes him lo yachleku. The one thing that is not open to be divided, even if the two owners agree, and even if you look at it and say, this is still called Kisvei HaKodesh, is Kisvei HaKodesh. So we'll discuss later on. Does that mean you can't divide up Yeshua and Shaiftim? Or you can't divide up Vayikam and Midbar? You can't divide up Torah and Nevi'im. So that's the Mishnah. Now look at our, that's the Mishnayas. Now we understand what the Sugya is doing in Beis HaMidbeis. The Sugya is saying, we have the opening Mishnah discuss Hezek Ri in the context of Chotzer, Gina, Bika, and now the Gemara says, is if we take the position, Hezek, Re'iya, Lab, Shmei, Hezek, can we consistently string that through all of the presentations of Chotzer, Kozel, Chotzer, Sod, and Bika in the parrot? All right? So the Gemara says inside, right after the Simon. The simon, we don't know exactly what the simonim in, whether the simonim were put in by shortly after the Gemara became the Gaonim, but the simonim are either a mnemonic device or they're a device that was used every so often to make sure that we get that the Gemara maintained its integrity. So the Gemara says Toshma, okay, right after the simon. Toshma. Let's bring a raya, or let's bring a challenge. Do we say Hezek Re'iya Lab Shmei Hezek? Right? The Gemara said that we're now going to defend the position in the Mishnah because it was an easier read in the Mishnah just to say Hashutven Shirotzu Lasis Mechitza. They wanted to build a wall, but they were not Mechuyev to build a wall. So that's the easier read of the Mishnah. So once you get the easier read of the Mishnah, means that if they did not want to build a wall, then we'll never impose a wall on them. That means that we will not impose upon members of a chotzer to proactively make sure that they're not, to make sure that they are not, again, I don't want to formulate this accurately, that they're not, let's use again the phrase, not invading the neighbor's privacy. Toshma b'chein b'gina. So how can you tell me that Hezek re'olav shmei Hezek, that it's not significant, that Chazal don't worry about it, that it's not mechuyev to protect your neighbor from your own prying eyes? How can you say such a thing? Hezek re'olav shmei Hezek. V'chein begina. The Gemara says that when it comes to an area that you've planted, then you have to put up a wall there. So doesn't that show that Hezek v'yishmei Hezek? Doesn't that show that there must be some quirk when it comes to chotzer? Why we're going to release? Doesn't that show that we've learned the wrong pshat in the Mishnah? That we should learn the other pshat? Hashuv shiros lasa mechitza means they want to lasa is pelugta. The Gemara says no. Shiny chotzer. Kidei Rav Abba, Domer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. All the way back to Rav. Osa lo odom lamoid besonda chaver b'shoshi oimedes b'koy mosei v'ha v'chein katani agvil v'gozes. The Gemara says that there's another din. It's not called Hezekriya. What's it called? Right. In other words, I can't, if your business is up and running, then I'm not Osir. Right? Osir, it's prohibited for me to look at your field while you're working your field. It's Osir to look at your business. So I look at your business while you're working your business. Right? Why? Because Gemara says, Rashi explains, that I might, right? While I'm looking at your field, I might say, unbelievable. How did you get your grapes to grow that way? Right? I wish I could get my grapes that way. Right? I've been working this field for 20 years, and I get these little crummy little grapes. And therefore he has an eye, you know, he's jealous of it. And once he was jealous, so then that could incur a din milmala. If I incur a din milmala, so then my neighbor might get hurt by it. So therefore, the halacha is osir. It's osir for me to look inside your business, your parnasa. And since it's osir for me to look inside your parnasa, therefore what? No, what's halacha lemaisa from this? It's osir. Okay, it's osir. Now I have to proactively do what?
Build a wall.
So v'chein v'gina mokoyim shenogu is kemokoyim shenogu linger. But right now, if we say Hezekriya lashmi Hezek, it's not because of Hezekriya. It's for a different thing. It's because when I look inside your home, we're not worried that I'm going to say, oh, this guy has five kids, six kids, I'm not worried about that for some reason. No, a little bit strange, right? Look inside your home, we're not afraid the guy will say, Nebuch, look at the size of that screen. It would never mean ayin hara in a rechmanus. But he looks inside and he says, "No, look, Gavaldik. There's not mamish, no screen on those walls. He doesn't have a television, and he's jealous. So that could incur an ayin hara. That guy was successful in melchemes ayetzer and didn't buy a large screen. So then that could incur a yetzer a din against his neighbor. So apparently that doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Business parnasa derechayish. So what I have to do? So we have to have a wall in between. We have to have a wall to protect me from looking. Who's chayav to build that wall?
First, the nizak.
The nizak. Okay. What's that halacha? Ein machayev noisoi. V'chein beginu mokum shenog lidur machayev noisoi.
How about?
Why both?
Yeah. Why? Well, he's preventing. He's not preventing it necessarily. The way that I read it, I thought. He's not preventing it necessarily from his neighbor, he's preventing it from any onlookers. The Baal of Gina.
But it's Osir, Osala Adam Shiyamai.
Right.
Shulay Yezikena. So who's Mochir to build the wall?
The person who's being. It's Osir for the onlooker, but the person who owns the Gina is the one who's Chayav to build the wall.
Well,
that's
obviously,
that's
he wants to build the wall.
No, he was saying
in the second paragraph,
Al Hezek Lashmi. Al Hezek. So what's the din from our Mishnah? V'chein. What's the V'chein? What's the V'chein? No, look at the Rashi in V'chein. Look at Rashi in Bezim and Aleph. What's the V'chein? Bezim and Aleph. Ariel, I have to give you Gemara. Okay. A full service shear. Okay. And we have to make this shear more attractive to our guest. They came right in here. Okay. What does Rashi say? V'chein begina.
It implies that both are
Hezekriya. Implies? It says it, no?
What about a case of a guy?
No?
It's not a shared. What about, it's just a stam gina. The guy's not. He's not living next door to somebody. Would he also be chayv to have a fence around?
No. What do you think?
I would think yeah. He's preventing everyone else from looking.
One guy is, let's say Reuven is planting. Shimon is not planting. He's not doing business back here. Shimon is a high tech executive. He doesn't plant in his backyard. So then lechar v'chayv shnei lechara. I mean, we'll have to look into the sugya, but lechara, we're talking about here. We both are planting, right? Both have kerum and both have lechara. Both are planting. So then it sounds like that both are chayv. Now, when we are machayev shneyim, so are we machayev shneyim? How any limshan the Gemara? I'm machayev shneyim to protect each other from an ayin hara, or protect each other from being over the iser of casting an ayin hara. What are you going to say, Ariel?
I'll say the latter. I'll say the
based on what?
Swara.
Insert
it sounds almost as if that the chiyuv of building it is basically to prevent being with Nehemiah.
That's a famous line from the Rav. That once I'm in Shir, I don't think I was there. Sometimes things are so famous, you don't remember if you were there or not. I don't think I was there. But somebody, when the Rav once presented a svara, says somebody, one of the Talmidim asked the Rav, how did the Rebbe come to that conclusion? So he said with a very, very with a straight head. So very sure, you know. So he wanted to have a makor or something. So how did? But it says also la adam sheyamrid. So it says shaloyzi kenu bain hara v'machin ketoni demashma terbei ochad taima. So the Gemara says lav and davka. The Gemara says so v'chein usually means it's the same reasons. No, over here the chein means agavil v'gazes. There is a chiyu to put up a wall. L'chora, l'chora. How did Rashi know that we're mechayev shneyim? Go ahead.
I was for mechayev said that the latter that you're preventing an iser of an ayin hara because, or like looking at them together, an ayin hara because if it was just a stop to protect yourself from ayin hara, then why would the chashash be like we said before? For the mechayev said also before, why would the chashash be only for one guy? The chashash should be for anyone who could come and look. But we're daf is saying the neighbor has to because we're scared. Of the neighbor, that the neighbor being over because he has the most tadur, he has the most of reason to be over on the iser. So if we're mechayev him, that's just we're really only scared about you know him.
You know, you're assuming that I'm not sure that's correct. You're assuming that if there was a public area in front of the chotzer, so then there's no obligation to put up a wall between the gina and the public area. But that's because nobody's mechayev. They can't mechayev the rabbi. So then the Nizek says I want to protect myself. I have to protect myself.
Right, but we say mechayev shnei.
Right. So mechayev shnei means.
Means that both of them are.
Is that because they're both nizokin? What do you say, Ephraim?
I was going to say because we learned out from Abba Levika.
Yeah.
Because we're making only chayev echad. We're only making one of the guys chayev. But we're saying that's exactly the opposite case.
That'd be one raya. Good. They're both chayim.
A raya against Rashi though doesn't make any sense. The lashon, it says mechayev no so. I wouldn't say mechayev no sum. That like Rashi's like saying.
He means same chayev too. I mean the first guy means second guy back.
No, to koisel chotzer shenafal.
To each other.
It goes through the whole process of saying they both have some part in the wall, they have to give half of it each. This is like Mechayvin Oso. Seemingly, it seems like Pashup Shah is that the Baal Hagina, that you have a guy living next to somebody else, who one has a Gina, the other one might not, and he doesn't, and he's looking into the Gina, and he's potentially going to be over the Isser of giving up Ayin Hara, so the Nizak doesn't want to be
No, so Mechayev and Oso is the neighbor. Because if he reading, El Imroit said, Kainis L'Sarach Shalo Ubayna. If he wants, then he has to build it on his own. That means you're not Mechayev Oso, meaning the neighbor. But you have from Gvil exists, right? Ephraim says it's a good raya, and also from when it says that we are machayev him, Gvil exists, that means we're machayev them to put up this, to put up a certain style of stone. So, but the question that, that we're leaving open is that this, the simple reading of the sugya sounds like that we're machayev, that because it's usur for you to look, we're machayev you to put up a wall to prevent you from looking, prevent you from being a mazik. And that's why Machayev and Oysen, but the Gemara says that this is different than Chotzer. Now this is different than Chotzer as long as we're holding Hezek real Ashmei Hezek. It could be that once we come to the conclusion Hezek real Ashmei Hezek, then we will be able to redefine this din, to hold on to this din. And we have to understand how do we Samazai, without our Asugya, how do we execute the din of Osula Odam Lamid Besona Chavim Shoshu Omeris Mekamosa? Is it Halacha Lamaisa? Is it also for me to walk to look into somebody else's business if I'm not even in the same business? This din of Ayin Hara, how far and wide do we take it? It does not seem to be that it's Paskin up in Ramam Shulchan Aruch. Why not? Why is this Halacha quoted? Why is in Rab's din of Osula Odam Lamid Besona? Why isn't that brought in Shulchan Aruch or in the Rambam? Next, later, we'll come back to figure these things out. Toshma, Koisel Chotzer Shenofel Machayim and Oisoy Livnos and Dalan Amis. The Gemara says, what's this a raya to? Why?
Because you have to rebuild it.
And Davka...
You have to build it, it's prevention.
Davka Dalan Amis. And Dalan Amis is as a din in Hezek Riyah. So the Gemara says he can't bring a riot because Nafal shiny, because that's the situation where they had the wall. The wall fell. And what's the assumption then?
If they didn't have the wall, then you wouldn't have to.
If you
didn't have a pre-existing agreement, then you wouldn't have to.
Okay, and why would Nafal be Mechayiv? Why is there greater Chiyiv if it fell? How can we sustain the idea that Hezek Gria loves Shmei Hezek? But if you had a wall there, then you have to rebuild. Go to Riel.
Because if you had a wall and then it fell, it's worse than not having a wall at all, because there's like scattered bricks that are dangerous throughout the whole yard.
So if that would be correct...
It's a real Hezek.
Yeah, but if that would be correct, then the Chiv would be to clean the lot up. It wouldn't be to rebuild the wall. Why is there a Chiv to build the wall once there was a wall there before? No, go ahead.
Say the previous owners had a wall there and then it fell. They would have to be rebuilt. And two Yorshim now inherited both houses.
So why is there a greater chiyuv? How is there room to say that Hezek Niker Lav Shmei Hezek? But if you had a wall there, so then we're going to say you have to rebuild the wall. If we're going to say Hezek. If we're going to say Hezek Riyah, sorry, Lam Shmei Hezek, so why would having a pre-existing wall be a chayiv? Go ahead, Shai.
Possibly because they got used to the fact that they wouldn't be seen by their neighbor.
So Tosfos says, "Shehurgulu lasei dovrat snei b'chotzer, b'loy lomdu lizar zem mizeh." Right, which incorporates what Zach was saying. That let's say we were Yorishim. In other words, Zach was wants to counter the idea of saying that we agreed. So Zach is saying, no, what happened in case we didn't agree? We are both the heirs of a legacy property with a legacy wall. We never agreed to anything. So then one could say, yeah, but when the land comes with certain rights, it could be. We'll have to discuss that. So the Gemara says, if it fell, you can say Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, but in the event that we now have gotten used to functioning with a wall, how do you finish the sentence? So we got used to functioning with a wall. So therefore what? We both moved into this property. There was a wall. We never had a conversation with each other. There was a wall there. Okay, we've been functioning for 10 years this way. Good. Now the wall falls. And I say, Gavaldig, I never liked this wall. I always find it claustrophobic. I like the air. This is terrific. Let's clean up all the stones, like Ariel would say. And my neighbor says, we had a wall all these years. So I would say, yeah, but the Mishnah says, we're holding Bezim and Bez. We haven't gotten to the Gimel and Aleph yet. So we're holding Hezek via Lashma Hezek. So then why are we building a wall over here? Right? So the neighbor says, we always had a wall. So I'll say, okay. So for 10 years, you got to do what you wanted to do. Now the 10 years are up, the wall is down, now we get to go back to the halacha, Hezek via Lashma Hezek. Because you were able to do private stuff, you would have, for 10 years you could do your private stuff, and I was bothered by this ugly wall. So now, for the next 10 years, 20 years, you can't do private stuff, and I get to live with, I moved to the suburbs, I don't have to, not to have walls. If I wanted to have walls, I would have stayed in the city. So I don't like walls. So the Gemara says, at first the Gemara says, oh, that's a raya, Hezek, Riyashme Hezek. That I get. Now the Gemara says, no. Hezek, Riyashme Hezek. But you had a wall. So you had a wall. So we got used to doing things. Why is that? What's that a taina? That he got used to doing things. Why is that a, how is that a defense of the position? What Shai said before is a taisis. But how do you finish, how do you connect the dots? No, Shai finish up?
As we defined before, Hezek Riyah, Shabashmi Hezek doesn't necessarily mean that Hezek Riyah does not exist. It just means it's not bad enough, or it doesn't rise to the level that people are going to have to build a wall automatically for it. If people are used to using the funds there already in a private way, they might elevate the Hezek Riyah to the point where we're going to require them to rebuild the wall.
So who could bring a riot to what Shai is saying? Shai is saying, New Yasoid. That Hezek Riyah Lash does not mean that Hezek Riyah Lash doesn't mean that it's insignificant. Right, he's saying, in the case of a chotzer, it's not the basis for a chiyuv, but not insignificant. Who can arrive for that? Go ahead, Akiva.
I think we say, standing by Akina and Abeka, that if it's a place where people are going to be are used to using those spaces for private things, then it's a real world.
So, look, we haven't said it yet for Akina and Abeka, but for the next thing, right? Exactly what you're saying. The Gemara says, Toshma, in cholkin is a chotzer. Give something. Did I skip and focus? Koizel Shinafa, okay. Udikarila. Next, Toshma. Koifin Oisoy live nice be shar vedelis lachos. Shma mina the Greek Shma Yezek. Hezekah the Ravim Shiny. Right, now we come to the case where we have this chotzer. So then the Gemara says we have a chotzer. So then we can be machayiv each other to build a wall and build a gatehouse. So the Gemara says this is a raya that Hezek Rishma Hezek. So Rashi explains. Shemboinin koisel neged ashar ogul sabbe v'yoisin, exactly what I was saying before. V'oisin v'oisei ekef pesach kotem min atzad, mishum hezek re'iyas b'nei rishos haram shula yiru l'sei hachotzer. Because of hezek v'ya. So now we have a right hezek v'yishma hezek. So the Gemara says, no, hezek ad rabim shayni. What does that mean, hezek ad rabim shayni? What's hezek ad rabim shayni? Why is that different? No, Isaac.
Can't derive Hezek Rishmei Hezek from the fact that all the public near see you, because it, based on what we were saying earlier, that you wouldn't be able to pinpoint one. Like, let's say you have your field and it's Marius Island Shu, but you can't point out one specific guy because the whole public sees you. So you can't prove Hezek that Hezek Rishmei Hezek from the whole public, because it's not a specific thing.
So you're addressing the issue of who gets, who has to pay for this.
Right, like, yeah.
You're saying so we can't be there's no ram that we can machayev. Correct. So I understand that. I can't be machayev a ravin. So therefore we are going to be machayev the members of the chosif. So that's a good kasha we have to come back to in itself. Why I don't want to? I I'm comfortable with the rabbim looking inside, right? So how can you mechayev me? Until now we've been discussing that I'm mechayev the guy who's going to do the hezek. Now we're discussing mechayev my co-nizokim. So Isaac is a kasha. That's a big jump. And a chanabi is a big jump. But before we even get to that big jump, if hezek realized my hezek, what's the difference to have hezek of an individual hezek or rabbim? What's the difference? So if I'm going to say that being nizek by one person's by invading my privacy is insignificant, so why does that change with 50 people? No, it's Ari.
Could be just the constancy of people looking in. Like it seems like Rashi's saying that like these are extreme circumstances with the rabbin. Like it's always going on. And there's always going to be hezek going on, as opposed to the shutuf. He's not always going to be staring into your butzim. The frequency of people looking in.
Who can bring a raya? Then that's a good aura. That's correct. Nobody.
Aura, you want to say it again?
Yeah. Frequency.
You gotta listen up,
over you. The butzim, the raya, are always going to be looking in, but your shutuf is not necessarily going to always be looking.
Good, bro.
So that's even worse. I'd say,
I
think
the Raya is what we saw
in the Rukiyos and the Rush. Hold on, just from the Gemara first off.
The Gemara talks about how potentially that's even worse, at least in the case of the Gog.
From the Gog, the next Gemara. Keep on going. The Gemara says, Toshma, Vitani Elam. Again, a little bit further. The Gemara says, Toshma, Ein. Is it really true that Hezek Riyah Shal Yachid Lo Shmei Hezek in Cholkin is a Chotzer Shei Beidal and Amis Lozeh Beidal and Amis Lozeh Ho Yeshba Kedei Lozeh Kedei Lozeh Cholkin. That was the last mission of the Perek. My Lab Bekoisa Lo Mimisipis, not a good Raya. Toshma, another Raya. Chalon Yishmei Lamala Bein Lamata. Now we bring another Raya. If I have not from a Gemara, from a Tesefta, that if two, let's the situation, we have two houses next to each other, and we have windows facing, Bein Melmala, whether they're high or whether they're low, Bein Mekenegdan Dalaramis, Netani Allah, Melmalan Kedeshla Yotis Beyira, Melmatan Kedeshla Yamid Beyira, Mekenegdan Kedeshla Yapel Ezeka Devayas. The Gemara says that the if I want to build a wall against your, and so if my wall's going to kill the sunlight going to into your window, that's a problem. We can't do that. We'll come back to that. If the wall's going to allow people to stand on the wall and look into your windows, then I can't build that wall. So why can't I build that wall? Isn't that Hezek Riyah, Shmei Hezek? So the Gemara says, Hezekah the Bayis shiny. So we have Hezekah the Rabbim shiny. Now we have Hezekah the Bayis shiny. Right? That, why, and what, the Gemara says when it comes to invading privacy in a person's home, that's more substantial. Why is that? Go ahead. Ariel, why?
I don't know. I was going to say
something. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
It could be just an additional reason why Hezekiah the Rabbin is, we would force him to build a wall even more. It's just a matter of public policy. Is if someone, there's a danger of the Rabbin seeing, first of all, that's more extreme, but also there's no one to split it with. So if we
okay,
do
so
nothing, then
correct.
It would be that no one will ever build a wall because they have to.
So that addresses what Isaac was saying, who will be Mechayev? But that's built on an assumption that there is a reason to be Mechayev. Right?
But also, just as a matter of public policy, if we, even if there's no, let's assume there's no reason to be Mechayev Hezekiah, more walls in Yachid will be built because there's someone to split it with. You'll never be, people could just sit there and like, I'm not going to pay for a whole wall and they won't build walls.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Okay. Okay. But when Rashi says Hezekah the Rabbim, so he says Shekol v'nei shabam mistaklin sham. So he doesn't say, maybe that's why he makes that point, that it's not a concern of people refraining from building walls. It's because of Hezek, because there is a greater sensitivity to Hezek Riya of the Rabbim. What are you saying, Farah? What are you saying?
Well, Tosafot say that it's a problem of that there's a Rabbi the Hassan that people will literally just start coming. I mean, like, you know, the streets that clog, people start using side yards, people cut through backyards, cut through whatever.
Right.
Take a shortcut, whatever it is. Wouldn't that be the problem of Hezek? It's not really a problem of.
That's why I think the Rabbim is shining. It's not really a problem of Hezek Riya here. It's really more of a problem of Hezek the Rabbim. Why we can't use it as a Raya for Hezek, for Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek, because that it's a problem of actual Hezek. People are walking over your chutzner. Right. So Tosfos, as a friend, is putting Tosfos says that Tosfos is taking issue with Rashi's interpretation of Zeka the Rabbim, because later on when the Gemara discusses this Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say this is talking about a chutzner that's not up Mamash against the Rabbim. Right now, does that mean that Tosfos disagrees with Rashi Lav Davka? It could be Tosfos saying Rashi is for sure correct about a chotzer that's somach l'Rabbim. But the Mishnah, the Gemara says the Mishnah is even talking about a somach that is not somach l'Rabbim. So Tosfos says this is not necessarily, but Ephraim is saying is correct that according to Tosfos, this Hezeka the Rabbim may not be a Hezek Riya issue. However, Rashi does say Hezekah the Rabbim shekol b'nevshah mistaklin sham. So Rashi does say it's a Hezek Riya issue. And now the one more Gemara. The Gemara says Toshma. This is the Gemara that somebody quoted a few minutes ago. Toshma the Omer of Nachman Omer Shmuel. Gaga somach lechotzer chaveiroi, oisin loy make gavoya dalet amos. Right, have a roof, and I'm using my Ivor roof, and my roof overlooks your backyard, overlooks your pool. So I have to build a dalet amo wall. Now that's not the din of maka. Maka is I have to build a wall that will prevent you from falling off. That's not dalet amos. It's not a 6 foot wall. That's maybe a 10 tefach wall. So why am I building a 6 foot wall? So 6 feet is Riya. Shiny Hossam the Omar Le Bala Chotzel Le Bala Gag Lididei Kivio Li Tashmishi Lidincho Le Kivio Lecho Tashmishcha. The Bala Chotzel says to the Bala Gag, you need to build a wall, right? And it sounds like I'm not participating in building this wall. Right? Why do you need to build a wall? He says, again, So he says to his buddy, he says to his neighbor on the roof, he says, you're on the roof all the time. Once you have a flat roof, and you get up all the time, it's a sral, it's kabbalik being having a roof. So what do they call it? Solarium, they call it. They have a name for it. You go outside and you, then it's just well, but then you, and you you relax over there and you put umbrellas there and you have tea in the afternoon. So it's a gewaldig thing. You're going to be up there all the time. So the Gemara is me, my chotzer. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So lo yadana by idna slika by asya de itstana minach. And it's going to turn out, Rashi says, that I will always have to hide myself from what I'm doing. The divrei atzneya, I will chotzer achaluka l'tarvayu kiviyah tashmishte l'kol echad b'chelkoi kol shom alav amde milid etzina. Since when it comes to right, top Rashi Gimel Aleph, Divrei Yatzneya, Avol Chotzer, Hachaluka letarvayu, but in an area in front of our home that's divided up between us, kiviya tashmishe lekol echad bechelkoi, kol shah, v'le abde ba mile de tzina. We are both going to be in our yards at all times, and we're not going to, and nobody's going to do mila de tzina there. When it comes to the roof and the chotzer, so I don't know when you're going to be in your, when you're going to be up there leyadan by idne salika of asis distana minach, and I'm always going to be concerned that you're looking down at me. And I'm not going to know when you're coming down, you're not coming down. Now, why Rashi goes on to say that Amol Chotzer Achaluk L'Tervayu Kiviyat Tashmishi L'Kol Echad B'Chelkoi Kol Shah V'Lei Abd Mavila Netzina. So that sounds like by a Chotzer, when it comes to a Chotzer, so we have decided we don't have any privacy. But if I have a chotzer and you have a roof, so I should be able to have privacy, but I'm not going to be able to have privacy. But hayoytze mikol zeh. All right, here's the whole thing. The hayoytze mikol zeh. When you finish this part of the sugya. So the sugya began by saying that hezek riya lav shmei hezek. And when you get to Gimel Aleph, so the position of hezek riya lav shmei hezek really is saying, how would you reformulate Hezek Riyah Lashmi Hezek now? Go ahead.
Hezek Riyah Lashmi Hezek, except for all these other cases.
Okay, so how would you reformulate it? We have, what are the three cases where we were Hezek Riyah Ishmi Hezek?
Rabim, and this God case.
And the Rabim, Bayis, if there was already Hurgal, right? And Gag V'chotzer. So what's the other way to say it? Hezek lashmi hezek
by a
chotzer, right? So again, so now when you get to the bottom, when you get to the top of Gemara Aleph, so this hezek, we began by thinking hezek riyah, we're discussing a global principle that's going to apply in every single situation. So now when you get to Gemara Aleph, you're learning, well, that's not what's happening. Even the hezek riyah lashmi hezek position holds that I have to protect your privacy in your home. I have to protect your privacy if we have been murgal. I have to protect your privacy from the rabbim. I have to protect your privacy from the guy in the gag with them saying that. Why? Hezek riyah lav hezek b'chotzer. Kiviyah tashmishe l'kolecho b'chelkei. When it comes to a chotzer, so then Rashi says, we understand, this is not a private area. But if there is a private area, if it's a bias, or if it's hurgal lachach, or if it's my chotzer klapi your gag, or if it's an area where I expect to have a measure of privacy from the run, then we say hezek riyah lashmi hezek. So this Hezek Riyah Lashmi Hezek sounds like, at the end, we get to Gemara Aleph, it's really a question of the appropriateness, that's not the correct word, it has to do, well, let me ask you. Now, how do you understand the position of Hezek Riyah Lashmi Hezek? Or better yet, How do you understand what are we going to call Hezek Riyah now? What is Hezek Riyah? Ari,
I would still argue though that up until now in the Gemara, you could still say that Hezek Riyah Lashmi Hezek is the rule, and the other cases are the exception. Because in the case of Gag V'chotzer and Kos Lefanofal and in Bias, these are all dinim in Tznius, not necessarily Hezek Riyah.
How are you defining as?
If you look at Rashi, he says the issue is seemingly in many of the cases, not all of them, but many of them is sneas. So you can still say that the rule is hezek.
Okay, hold on for that. It's again. 12:40 is a little bit late to go into that, so we'll come back to but that's an important hour. Okay, in other words, what Avi's saying is that we're saying incorrect shot, that we should still view the Shita holds Hezek Yilash Mehezek should still be viewed as saying something that we have not defined yet, and that Bias, Murgal, Rabim, and Chotzegina, those are all exceptions because they come under a separate category of Sneas. All right, the important Ha'ara, let's put it aside a little bit right now, because I just want to finish up with this one Nakuda, that if we are to assume that Hezek, Ria, Lash, Hezek is really saying Hezek, Ria, the Chotzer, Lash, Hezek. So then how are we defining that means? That we're saying Hezek, Ria, the Bias, the Rabim, Shmei, Hezek. How are we defining Hezek Riyah? What is Hezek Riyah? Can you quantify? Can you monetize it? Can you sue for Hezek Riyah?
Some Hezek is not that's preventing you from being able to use your chatzer a certain amount.
Okay, so what is it? So
in a case of Rabim,
One second, yeah. Don't go there. You're saying it's correct, okay. I just want to, because it's late. So how are you understanding Hezekiah? What are you calling Hezekiah? What are you calling Hezekiah? Now the Hezekiah is my neighbor is not allowing me to use my property to its fullest. Right? My neighbor would say, "What are you talking about?" That's what it means to be neighbors. You can't make noise after 11 o'clock. So you can assume me for saying that you can't use your house to its fullest. Right, you can't. It's true. You can't start having fireworks in your backyard every single night after 3 o'clock in the morning. Does that mean so? Hezek Riyah is you're preventing me from using my chotzer. So Chaim is saying that when it comes to preventing me from using my bias, comes to preventing me from using a place that I'm morgal to use. Preventing me from using my place vis-a-vis your infrequent use of your roof, or not infrequent, your frequent, less constant, so then that is acceptable. But preventing me from using my chotzer, so that is unacceptable. So if that's correct pshat, what is Hezekiah? What category does it come under? Does it come under the category of Hezek? We say it wrong.
I guess this is what I was saying before Shai gave his understanding. I think it's like a level of comfort. So in terms of the Rabbim or in terms of the Gina, so I'm not comfortable with so many people looking to my Rishas. I'm not comfortable with a person
so,
like Gina.
Correct, but if you come to a court and say I'm not comfortable, they send you to the social workers, right?
Yeah.
So, but they don't say this is not a job for lawyers. In other words, so how do you put that into a legal framework? You're not comfortable, and therefore, what's the next step?
I could force you to help me build the wall.
Whoa! No, you can't.
Therefore, I'm not using my property.
The property is worth less.
Okay. Why is Hezek Mammon?
Because you're not allowing me to use my property and the legal status for where I bought it for. Yeah, and if I'm not allowed to.
Why? That's a Hezek Mammon.
Yeah. But I want to use my property. So it's all right. I can't use fireworks, but I'm allowed to grow stuff and I'm allowed to be out there in a normal fashion. And if not, you're not letting me use my property and to the hours and to the limits that that neighbors are allowed to use it. So you're preventing me from what I bought.
Oh, okay. So that's what you're saying. Minimizing the value. Zach?
Just a response for...
Yeah?
We learned the Gemara with Katsur and the Beis Akisa with Rav Yosef. We said it was allowed. And Rav Yosef said no, but he's an Istanist, so it wasn't allowed. That's a level of comfort.
Yeah, correct. So their Chazal are going to evaluate what's reasonable, but L'chorin is also more Mishtamshus. Right? I'm not comfortable, therefore I'm not using, and therefore you're encroaching on what? So if you're encroaching on my Yishtamshus, so then Hezekiah becomes that you are limiting the use of my property. Maybe you are devaluing my property. Know what else? Then
My property has experienced a loss in value because of it.
Okay.
I can't sell my property for as much because there's neighbors that...
Okay. So now we have to understand, and that's really the malach of the sugya. So again, so let's just make a sequence of what we accomplished. First of all, we accomplished just a structural issue of the sugya, that what the sugya is doing is it's taking us through the first parak and seeing how does, in fact, we see that we look at the first parak is what are the halachas of chotzer, and now we look at the first parak and say the halachas has agreed, the halachas of what was the other din we had in the first parak of chotzer? Was that of security? No. So what are my obligations? Kalape our security needs. Hekif nikif. Okay. So what we saw now was that the first sugya, the first amud, was assuming that we had learned the first parak mishnah already, and it was taking us through and seeing whether the it could just give us a way of looking at the first parak. Hilchas Chotzer as opposed to Gina as a Beka, and whether formulating Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek is that sustainable through the first parak. And then Gimel Aleph will now evaluate Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. Is that sustainable? Okay. So then tomorrow we'll again do the same thing in Gimel Aleph, but more quickly. And then we're going to have to raise the question of once we see that you can say Hezekiah Lash Mezek and say, but it's still going to be Hezekiah in Abayas, in Rabim, the argument. So that means that you can't say Hezekiah Lash Mezek is categorical. Okay? And that's which I was saying before. But if it's not categorical, so how are you going to define it? Are you going to define it as a Maisa Hezek, which the language seemed to indicate? Or are you going to define it as limiting my yishtamshus, my property, which, if it's not the value of my property, why is it called hezek? So that's what we're going to have to figure out, and that is going to lead us to the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef and the Rosh, and ultimately to an Evan Ozel who formulates all of this. Okay, good.